This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Okay, Joey Pals, it's presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. The website is flypsp.com. Remember I told you that our airport has been named one of the nation's fastest growing. I told you that it's number 3 in the nation for airports recovering from the effects of COVID. And now we know that, how do I say it, Avalo or Avello? Avalo. Avalo Airlines has those great new fares, new airline new fares. Check it out at flypsp.com.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
Okay, passes to the Camelot Theaters for a free movie, and it's the home of the best popcorn. Have them layer the popcorn intermittently with butter. You got that? Do you want to write that down? 325-6565, psculturalcenter.org. Gift certificate to JT's Diner. Great website, JTS, like JT's, dinerpalmdesert.com. I tell you, it's on Cook Street. It's like a trip down route, down or up, what do you say? It's like a trip up Route 66, down Route 6, along Route 66. 674-7600. The breakfasts are phenomenal. I'm very hungry. Oh, good. More food. Look here. You've got the popcorn at the Camelot. Gift certificate to JT's Diner. Now, go to Dan Gore's newest restaurant, Lou Chow's Palm Springs Swallow. It's open. Check it before you go there. Call them at 656-0045 or go to luchowspalmsprings.com because I know the authentic Chinese chef is only there, I think it's Friday and Saturdays. The American Chinese chef is there the rest of the time. And the takeout schedule is different than the dine-in schedule. So since I'm having a senior moment, don't believe anything I say. Call and check it out for yourselves.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lou Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lou Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
Oscars Cafe, more food. And that's Dan Gore's other restaurant. Everybody knows where that is. I call it the Entertainment Center of Palm Springs. OscarsPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. Entertainment there almost every night, certainly on the weekends. You can usually find me there for the bitchiest brunch. I just love the food. And the girls, the drag queens, are so wonderful. They're so warm and funny. I wouldn't suggest taking young children there. Maybe if you have sophisticated teenagers who are used to more sophisticated scenes, because the language can get a little colorful. But, okay, Camelot Theaters, JT's Diner, Lou Chow's, and Oscars. Let's use my three. I'm so hungry. Be the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark. Get ready, get set, go. I'll mail everything out to you. I may keep it. You may not ever get an envelope. I'm so hungry. And I know all those places. Lou Chow's is fabulous. Oscar's is fabulous. Oh, my goodness. Katie's back over there cooking for me at Oscar's. I have to go now. Thank you for making this show what you have. We'll see you here when we spin the Halloween Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel Costume Contest for funniest, scariest, most original. Couldn't have done it without you. Joey Pals, you're so precious. And here's our precious friend from Forest Lawn. We say hello to Larry Davis.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day. Good day.
Good day.
There are days I'm ready to just go to sleep. I'm sure you felt that way.
Yes, there are, but you know, you want to keep going, or you'll end up with me.
But I'm prepared to go over there. I'm very comfortable over there.
Well, but we'll, as I say, we can wait. We'll wait for you, so there's no rush.
Joey Powell's the thing Larry's taught us all the years, besides giving us a wonderful perspective on death and dying, is that you need to plan your funeral and you need to pay for it, and then nobody can change anything.
That's correct. And it's a good time to do that. Summertime when you know, it's too hot to go out and play golf and go out and plan your funeral. It's a
Tyler's
fun thing
father
too.
Just died.
Oh, that's right. Yes. You told me that.
And 1 year and 1 day older than me, not an old person, 77, brilliant, wealthy attorney, no will.
It's like the
no
shoe,
plans.
Shoemaker with kids has no shoes. You know,
it's
something we all should do. Linda and I did it before she passed away, as you know, and it's something very important to do. As people are getting, you know, an attorney not having a will is really not a surprise, because there's a lot of funeral directors who don't have their funerals planned. I'm
See,
sure. But in this day and age, with all the things you can do to prepare. And once it's done, you put it away. You don't have to sit and dwell on it. And really, it's a more, I don't know if it's a fun time to plan your funeral, but it's certainly an easier time to do it when there's a couple, or even with your children, or it depends on how you...
You could theme it. That's a
you
good
can
idea.
Theme it. You can
have
theme
a,
it.
We're going to... What was the play Del Shores wrote? Grandma's dying, who's got the will? But you could plan a dinner and have fun with whoever's... Your children, your grandchildren.
And you can surprise them with what you're not leaving them.
Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't be laughing. Tell the Joey Pals what you gave your son one Christmas.
Well, Linda, this is 15 years ago. Linda and I had, she said to me one day, what happens if you die? And I said, well, the good thing is I get a free funeral as long as I'm working at Forest Lawn, and just call the office and say he's dead. Do something with him. And
oh, dear.
So she didn't like that idea.
Dear.
So she said, we need to talk about it. So we sat down with an advanced planner, the planning manager, and we went over both of our ideas, which were not what I thought they would be.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we've been married for
49 years.
Well, when she died, but at that time, probably 40 years.
Okay.
And I thought, I assumed she, you know, what music she'd want, what scripture, what kind of casket she want. And I knew some of those, but she had a few surprises up her sleeve, you know, when we put it down on paper. And we did that and paid for it all, as we encourage people to do, even though mine would be free while I'm working. So then it was a few weeks before Christmas when we got the policy. So I put them in a shirt box with a big red bow on it and present it to our son Christmas morning. And he's opening up this package and he... thought they were shirts, and he said, are these your funeral plans? And I said, yes. He said, are they paid for? And I said, fully paid for. And he said, that's a great gift, Dad, thanks. Saves him some, and it saves decisions, and it saves
how
saves
many
money.
Decisions in the first 24 hours?
About 100.
Yes. Remember my oldest son, Trevor, when I said, call Larry Davis, here's his private number. He's got the 4 days of my funeral all written out, all the music, all. Oh. And all Trevor would say was, good to know. they're funny, aren't they?
Kids don't.
I don't want to go here. And Trevor's 56 years old. Oh, good to know.
You remember Roger Williams, the pianist, concert pianist. He was a friend of mine. And he had I built him a private garden at the Crystal Cathedral.
Beautiful.
When I was there. And during one of the Gloria Christmases, he came with his children, and he said, called me ahead of time. He said, is the room all ready that we can show? I said, absolutely. He said, would you meet me after the 9 o'clock Gloria Christmas? So it was at midnight about. And he said, I'm going to show the kids. And I said, now, Roger, you promised me that when we go there, the kids will know what we're going to look at. He said, oh, yeah, definitely. So they show up in a limousine to go to the Glory Christmas, and I meet them afterwards, and they're all excited that it had been a nice evening. And we walk over to the Memorial Gardens, the cemetery, and flip on, the lights are all on, and then there's this private mausoleum space with piano keys and a stained glass window with the likeness of Roger and his wife leaning on the piano. And one of the kids says, "What is this, Dad?"
Yes.
He said, "Well, it's my crypt. It's where I'm going to be buried." And they all went hysterical.
They thought he was dying.
Yeah. And I went over and I just punched him right in. He said, "Don't hit my arm. It's my face. I don't care what the heck it is."
Yeah.
You jerk. You should have told them what they were going to see.
He handled it so beautifully because he had just done our show. You and I have talked about this. Mm-hmm. And then he got the diagnosis of the pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And he called me back and he said, I'm going to get goosebumps. I want to come back on your show and tell everybody I've got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to cancel my concert over at Del Webb's." Oh, my gosh. But he talked and raved about that facility that you had created for him. And that he felt so good.
And he had taken care of it.
Yes.
But it was just he thought he was being fun and cute.
Well, you have to have a little.
Well, you do. But when you're taking your kids to a Christmas program, the Glory of Christmas at the Crystal Cathedral, and they're having this wonderful eve, and then you drag them out to the cemetery and say, "This is where I'm going to be buried." And what do they think you have? You know,
exactly.
He could have handled that a little better.
Remember, here's another great story, Joey Pals, because Larry Davis wants you to have joy in God. Not only promised you life after birth, he promised you life after death, and Larry's going to make sure the transition is wonderful. Larry and I are having lunch at Lulu's, and Carol Channing, who's a dear friend, used to spend Christmas at my house until she married again, was sitting in a corner booth, and Larry said, "I would love to meet her." So now remember who you're talking about here. You're talking about some mouthy broads. Carol Channing, I've been known
to... No argument there.
Yeah, and me. So we go, Larry and I walk over to Carol's table, and she's with her entourage, three or four people. I lean over and I said, "Hi, Carol, it's Joey." And she says, "Oh, I know, Joey." You know, sometimes she wasn't sure. She knew who I was. And I said, "I want you to meet my undertaker." Now, Larry's not fond of that term. But Carol got it, and she started roaring. The other people at the table thought I was dying.
So in a theatrical sense, you were.
Wasn't that the truth, though? That was funny. Carol cracked up, and the other people went, "Oh, my God, she's sitting here with her undertaker. She's planning. She's dying."
I was on an airplane coming back from Charleston, South Carolina, after 4th of July. And the person next to me said, "Oh, where are you going?" I said, "Back to Palm Springs." And, "Oh, well, what do you do? Do you still work?" I said, "Yeah, I still work." And, "What do you do?" And I hate telling people on an airplane what I do.
Oh, that's right. Larry, I never thought of that.
They just freak out.
It's
a
sign. No.
So I just said I'm in cold storage.
Oh! Oh, my stars.
He didn't know what the hell I did.
Oh, my stars. Oh.
But it's better than him running down the aisle screaming, you know.
But I took my grandchildren, who are now adults, and they all have a part in my service, but I took Aaliyah and Trent when they were like 4, 6, 6, 8, whatever they were, over to when I went to pick up water for our show. And Larry was talking with them, and Aaliyah was saying what she wanted, and Trent wanted they wanted horses, the things they wanted in my service. And they were participating. I showed them where it was going to be. My daughter-in-law said, "You took my children where?" I said, "To Forest Lawn." I mean, it requires some explanation sometimes.
Well, for years, we were, up until maybe 20 years ago, Forest Lawn Glendale was the fourth most visited site in Southern California.
Tourist attraction,
because people would come and want to see the grounds. And while we don't tell people, we keep the privacy of the stars and the celebrities to ourselves. A lot of people know where they are, but we still get people driving through and looking around, even at our location here, we have a few. Well, we'll have you someday as a big star there.
Now, what do you think? A statue, how tall?
You know the Maryland one downtown?
Yeah.
Something like that with your dress blown up and your red hair.
My red hair blowing in the wind. Joey Pals.
If you have enough money, I'll put whatever you want out there.
That's just not the truth. Continue the conversation with this wonderful man. It is a painful process, but there's no way to get out of it. And Larry will make it palatable and comfortable and peaceful and beautiful for you and your family. Phone number?
760-328-3112.
I'll check it before I put it. Senior moment. Thank you
good
for
to
coming.
See you.
You too. Both of us above ground. It's a good day.
Any day above ground is a good day in my business.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours says there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Come with me next March to Abu Dhabi, Qatar, and what's the other one called? Belize, I think. Anyway, I'm going somewhere next March. Come with me. Call 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership and astrologyworldnews.com to tell us we're under the sign of Virgo until September 23rd. Virgo people normally handle daily issues, but Mars in Gemini is creating an edge to their thinking when it comes to relationships, finances, and health. Well, that's everything, isn't it? Don't make quick, impulsive decisions this month. It may cause more concerns. Check it all out at astrologyworldnews.com. The Desert Water Agency reminds you, DWA has approved new water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org. Just Fabulous has that darling website, the letter B, BeJustFabulous.com. Gifts for kids and pets, huge orders of books, gifts, candles, birthdays, weddings, how about a no-nonsense, no-reason present? Go do that. And they have a collection of retro pool floats. Lalo Visions, that's LALOVisions.com. Lalo says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world has in store for you. Here now, this is where I need your help, Joey Pals. Lalo's detailed message delivered at his blank sanctuary, blank office, blank room overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810. Great gift idea. As our friend Pat Boone would say, you'll thank me. P.S. Ariel Tramway reminds you the last day to visit the tram before their annual maintenance shutdown is Sunday, September 11th. That's passed, so they're shut down until Monday, October 10th. See, it's another math thing, Rick. Go to pstramway.com. And then last but not least, here's your report on the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org. Pick one of these things to attend or all of them. Live music in the VIP lounge. No cover, two drink minimum. Soulful Sundays, Mon Petit Salon. Wednesday, life as a cabaret. Or jazz on the second floor. Or cocktails and classics. Isn't that fun? Check it all out, psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the questionable reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, join me tomorrow for the Joey English Talk of Stars. Until then, you be well and all the best.